We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, Ken, I don't know it's just because if they bribed me with a beer before we started the program, but I could easily say right now that tonight we're going to drink with my favorite East County brewery.
You know, it's not bribery. It's a token of their deep abiding love for
kick-ass beer? Absolutely. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a date at the beach, to the rich and smooth Cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy with me tonight, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, who is feverishly typing away from, what are you doing? What is so damn important?
I'm just trying to look busy. It's job security, Jeremy. Job security.
You do realize that everybody who is holding you accountable has gone home for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And you've been drinking, so what have I got to lose?
Exactly, nothing. Tonight we're drinking with our friends from Burning Beard, Shannon, Jeff, and Mike. Welcome back to the program. I have not seen you guys. Well, there was that night in Chula Vista.
Did anybody end up in jail that night?
You know what? I left after the competition ended when the trophy was handed out, but I'm pretty sure that...
With a little context for our listeners.
So what happened was that I was given the privilege to judge... What was it called? It was a
Punk Rock Karaoke.
Yeah, the Manhattan in Chula Vista, and there were five breweries all battling each other, doing the worst job covering songs. But dude, Jeff brought it home. I mean, it was total punk rock. It was definitely between him and Steve from Three Punks. It was
Steve had props.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a difference between props and stage presence.
That's true. Very true. Steve had both.
Unfortunately, you've burned all the videos. That was smart.
Those tapes could not be subpoenaed anymore.
Yeah, the station's attorney got to you.
So tonight we're going to be drinking some beer, talking about what you guys coming up. I know the beers you brought tonight are very special because these are beers that you're submitting to GABF.
Correct.
All right, so what are we drinking tonight? This looks like a golden hazy beer. What's going on with this?
It is our British Golden Ale. It's it was like a late 90s answer to the lager, just trying to compete for market space. Light, clean, a little bit of West Coast hop, dry hopping, which has become typical in the style. We dry hop this with Cascade.
Mm.
Ah.
Some tasty stuff. So we use this, actually. This is not going to GABF, but it was used to prop some yeast for Banksy. So secrets out, we are using London 3 and Banksy, and this was a perfect vehicle for that yeast.
Oh, dude, it is. This is a damn good crushable beer. And just the crispness of the hop and the malt. When you said British, I was really expecting it to be a little more...
Like earthy.
Thank you.
Like fuggleish.
Hey, careful.
Not that type of radio station.
That's right. We're not the morning show. Who are we kidding?
Do you do this beer just specifically to prop yeast for Banksy, or is this something that you guys have messed around with before?
No, this was the first time doing it. We had a fresh pitch of yeast, and we figured if we're taking all that time to make something nice and fancy for GABF, we should treat the yeast right. So we happen to have some leftover grain laying around. We literally built a Frankenstein recipe.
This is a beer I'd actually come back and try again. This is something that I really think you should consider putting on Midsummer on your tap
list. It is killing it in the tasting room.
I bet.
Right?
I can barely keep it the keg sapped in the tasting room right now with this one. People, especially with how hot it's been recently.
Yeah, hot weather. Man, this is fantastic.
It's growlers and crawlers out the door.
Mm, and it's got such a good mouthfeel to it. The color, it's this beautiful kind of hazy orange.
It's hazy.
Well, and I was gonna, that's what I was trying to get to, is the mouthfeel almost gives you the same feel as a hazy, but it's not a pog bomb.
Really, your New England IPAs are often made with British yeast strains, so it makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
See, it all goes back to the British.
Yeah, and what is this Banksy you keep talking? I want Banksy!
All right, stop. Just hold on. We'll get to Banksy in a second. Let's put some music with this, because this is a music and beer show. You want to start off with some Clutch? Here you go. It's a Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Ken, I guess you can qualify this next segment as drinking for educational purposes.
Yes, we're going to talk about another three-letter beer that people should be drinking.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Drinking with Burning Beard, Shannon, Jeff, and Mike. We just finished off the old school British Golden Ale, a beer that was basically the welcome home party to a new pitch of yeast that they were getting ready for the beer we're drinking right now.
Yes.
Which is, anytime I think about Burning Beard, this is the first beer that comes to mind. Hands down, this is it, the Banksy ESB.
And I challenge you to drink less than 2.
Challenge accepted.
Now, it's kind of an interesting thing to hear a San Diego brewery being propped up by an ESB, but I mean, a lot of that has to do with Shannon and the rest of the brewery. You go out of your way to make sure that people are educated about beer, and this right here is a perfect example.
ESBs have long been one of my favorite styles of beer, and one of the things that's also super advantageous is Jeff and Mike are very liberal with the amount of information that they're willing to give tasting room staff, so they go out of their way to make sure that they have the resources to be able to explain the myriad of different styles that we have on. But there's a definite soft spot for this style of beer. It's just such an easy to drink beer, and it's one that pairs gorgeously with so many different things.
I was gonna say, I'm craving a cheeseburger right
now. You know what this would go really good with? A dirty flat top burger from the Friendly.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
That Jacob Nikos brought us those earlier, and I definitely had a taster of this with one of those dirty flat tops.
Yeah. But anything, the maltiness without being cloying, the crispness on the finish, that satisfying, that rich kind of body it has.
But Ken, no one in San Diego drinks ESBs.
False. Say what?
Well, yeah. You know, because everybody sees IPA. I know what I'm going to get with that. IPA, I know what I'm going to get with a pale. I know what IPA. I'm going to get with a red. I know what I'm going to stout. People see ESB and they go, I don't know. That's three letters that I don't know what it makes sense out of. You see Banksy, you drink it, and then you understand the style of ESB.
Dope smack of enlightenment.
Shannon, you were telling me off air that you and Karen from Small Bar have got together for something. You kind of brainstormed this brilliant idea around this style.
Karen and I both have a very, very big love affair with ESBs, and she and I were talking about how much fun it would be to do an event, and she came up with doing Extra Special Brunch, which is going to be a brunch on September 22nd that celebrates ESBs. And she was telling me the other day when I was in there, she has 10 different ESBs, and it's kind of a winner take all. Banksy's definitely going to be on that list, which I'm really excited. I know it's one of her personal favorites.
How do I vote?
Go in there and drink it.
It's done.
Go in there and drink all the Banksy.
And this is definitely something you are you submitted for GABF.
It is, yeah. Unless we lose, in which case we'll go back in time and pretend this never happened.
It doesn't matter. You're going to win gold.
We still win. That's right. Yeah,
anybody who drinks this beer has automatically won.
Yeah. I love pancakes.
And on that note, right. I'm going to take a quick break, finish my glass, and then we're going to pair this up with some Joy Division next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9. Always love when you get to qualify a movie based on how much Jeff Goldblum there is in it. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on all 94.9 tonight, drinking with our friends from Burning Beard. Shannon, I'm getting a whole new aspect of your personality by how you judge your Jeff Goldblum films.
It's the normcore.
So we've already had the Banksy ESB, hence the giggles, because we've already polished off that entire growler. Started off the program with Old School, and now, of course, we're moving to the normcore pills. This one, man, I don't know if it's the heat, the humidity, or whatever this summer, but pills have just been going down so smooth, so good. And you know what I like about them? I can drink a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yours is definitely no exception. This one has caused me trouble on many a night.
Yeah, it's the Ankylosaurus of Pilsners.
How do you spell Ankylosaurus?
So here's the thing. While we were playing Mars Volta and Joy Division, Shannon was actually drawing dinosaurs.
And it happens to be our co-favorite dinosaur. We're raising this dinosaur together.
Do you guys play Ark at all?
Domicile. No, we do not.
I finally know what to do with my free time.
I want to raise dinosaurs!
Before you go too far down the rabbit hole of fictitious dinosaurs, let's keep this in reality. We're talking about Ankylosaurus and Normcore.
So Normcore pills, this is something you guys have on always. It's something that is a staple in the wheelhouse of beers you find at Burning Beard. What's your take on it? Why is yours so much better than some of the other ones I've had?
It's to make up for that qualifier at the beginning where we were the best East County brewery. I mean, the only thing he could have said worse is we're the best South County brewery. I mean,
Boulder, Colorado of San Diego County.
All we're trying to do is make good beer, and what we did is took a shot at trying to make a classic Czech Pilsner, and we went with classic ingredients, and we brewed a whole bunch of homebrews, tried to figure out how to do this, and we fortunately stumbled upon a semi-workable procedure and recipe.
Something you could duplicate over and over again?
Yeah, once or twice.
With all the Pilsners out there,
mm-hmm.
Vienna-style lagers, Mexican Pilsner lagers, Czech Pilsners, Bavarian Pilsners, what makes a Czech Pilsner a Czech Pilsner?
Well, and there could be a couple different takes on it. One, soft water. We don't use RO in every beer we brew, but in this one, we're a little heavier handed with the RO. Second, we're using malt that's appropriate. We're using all saws hops and a Czech lager strain of yeast. And all of those components. What we're trying to do is replicate beer that we really like, that we enjoy, and we're getting there. It's every time we brew Normcore, and this is no joke, except for Mike's going to laugh, every time a recipe goes into the fermenter, I'm like, this is the best one yet. Right?
This is the best one.
You guys have been around for 2 years now, and every batch is the best one.
It just gets better every day, Jeremy. Every day.
You know what? If it's not your best one, you're doing something wrong.
Can I ask one question? Where did the name come from? What does Normcore mean?
Normcore, man. Yeah, Normcore. It's making normal hardcore again.
Think Toyota Camry.
Parks and Rec, Ron Swanson, right? Yes. You know, yeah. Ron Swanson.
Yeah. Dockers.
Ron Swanson. Dockers. Is hardcore normcore. And that's what a Pilsner is. It's the Ron Swanson of beer.
You know what? This is the perfect setup for this song, because I believe Ghost is totally normcore.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds menacing, but really, it's not.
They're the Blue Oyster Cult of now.
Whoa.
You just ruined this band. Ruined. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Tonight, drinking with our friends from Burning Beard. Oh, just polished off the Normcore pills. Hey, you poured a hazy beer. I didn't know Burning Beard made hazy IPAs.
Is there pineapple juice in this?
Yeah, you know what we do? We make what we want.
What is this hazy? I imagine it's got something that's truly punk rock and badass as a name. What is it called?
New Damage.
All right, so now I'm interested, because there are a lot of takes on hazy IPAs. There's different schools of thought behind them. What's your take on a hazy?
All right. First of all, they're not lazy. They're actually pretty difficult to make. Second, there should be zero floaties in this beer. No hops, no yeast, no prizes at the bottom of the box.
There are no chunks or floaties.
It shouldn't taste like gunpowder from the combination of yeast and other adjuncts added to it.
Yeah, so if you're dry hopping with flour, you're doing it wrong. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I dry hopped with flour a few times, and then she dumped me.
I'm so confused, because it's got such a full mouthfeel. Where is all this coming from? You know, are you using the same yeast used for the Banksy? Are you using a London-style ale yeast?
Absolutely. We are, and there's a ridiculous amount of oats and wheat in here as well.
You said wheat, right?
Wheat. Okay. Yes, wheat. 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 Have you got glaucoma? Drink this beer.
This beer is now legal.
It's over 20 grams.
Dude, imagine this beer and Flamin' Hot Cheetos, like the party size bag?
Y'all make that CBD hazy IPA.
This has really gone downhill, man.
I totally understand why you call this New Damage hazy IPA. I mean, is this a 10% beer or what?
No, man, no, it's not. It's like 7.5. We've consumed 14 beers here, so I don't know. I quit.
You know, from what I'm tasting here, there's no doubt that you guys put a lot of love into this beer. And I'm going to call it right now. I called gold for Banksy. I'm going to call gold for New Damage. Is that good for you?
That works, man. We'll go home with the 94.9 gold.
Yes, there you
it's
go.
It's gold, there's... Jeremy. Gold.
We don't need JBF gold. We got all 94.9 gold. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I want to try the beer that I have not got to try yet. Your Black Plague collaboration beer. I'm so excited about it. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respecto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth Cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy with me tonight. My good buddy, Mr. Kenneth Wright, our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist.
I love you.
Ken, how drunk is you?
I'm not drunk at all, Jeremy. I'm stone cold sober, and I'm simply expressing my feelings in a platonic way for the man who I spend a lot of time with.
What if I want something more that's platonic?
Let's try this beer.
Think about how I said that. I phrased it that way for a reason. Tonight we're drinking with our friends from Burning Beard, Shannon, Jeff, and Mike. They poured some amazing stuff. New Damage Hazy we just wrapped up. Normcore Pills. We've had the Banksy ESB. We have the old school British Golden Ale. And now we're going to end with a beer that I was really excited about, and I still am, that you guys did in collaboration with Black Plague, a brewery that we have yet to get on the program. I think I just slayed Jeff.
What happened? Is he okay?
No, he's not okay.
Oh, man.
Jeff is down.
It's starting, Jeremy.
Oh, man. You're lucky we're done. You're lucky this is the last.
I'm so glad this is the last segment, because I got a feeling, see that lobby out there? We're going to spend the next 2 hours sitting there telling stories.
Oh, jeez.
That's why I love you guys. You don't understand. What Burning Beard is one of my favorite breweries, because you guys are like, you don't only make amazing beer, you're also amazing people because you guys run to shows together. It's like music is such a part of all of your life. You guys go as like a family. And it's expected that when you see one Burning Beard person at a show, you're all together. You're running as a pack.
Yeah, but we do. We like to hang out together. And that's one of the things that makes Burning Beard what it is. And it's not just about the beer. It's about the ethos, it's about the people, it's about the education, it's about the entire package.
Yeah, it's true. And actually, you know, we've got a lot of loyal customers who are coming out to shows too, so we'll do blasts about things that are happening, shows that we're going to, and we'll show up and there'll be a dozen Beard fans there at the same time. We'll kind of hang out together. It's rad.
The company that moshes together stays together, man.
So Haze Macabre, this is what did you do with this hazy IPA?
So one of the divergent points on this beer would be rye. There's no rye in New Damage. That is prevalent in this beer. And
I love rye.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like lemon meringue pie.
It is. It is like lemon meringue
it's
pie.
It's got some zing. It's got that rich mouthfeel to it.
The thing about this beer, one of the ways that we worked the collaboration was that Black Plague, they designed, you know, we talked about the grain bill, we talked about the hops we wanted to use, and the process we left open, and we brewed on consecutive days. So we brewed at Black Plague and we brewed at Burning Beard. So we came up with slightly different versions of this same beer, and they're really interesting, but we applied a couple different techniques that we like to impart on the hazy IPAs. Hop stand it, and the rye was one of those recipe ingredients that we both had. The yeast was a little different, and where we put the hops was a little different.
Is this still available in your tasting room right now?
It is. We actually literally just brewed another batch. We're submitting this as a collab GABF entry.
Mm.
So all the best to the two breweries, right?
Absolutely.
GABF. Well,
did you just wish yourself all the best?
Well, I mean, yeah. Mostly, we're going to have a friendship metal GABF if this works out. We're going to cut it down the middle, and when we meet at barbecues, we're going to put them together.
It's like the little friendship locket.
Yes.
You guys,
dude,
I swear.
Will there be pie at that barbecue? Because if you put this beer in
Ken,
a pie, it would
hey,
be awesome.
Shh, you're off. It's done. We're finished. We're wrapping this up. And then nothing we can do better than a little bit of Mastodon. Go with this Haze Macabre. It's the core of the world. It's a rock and roll happy hour on Alt 94.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.